Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. I have a mail from you guys saying that I'm qualified to get a loan up to $250,000. Now, I just want to check to see how much can I get a loan.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with that 16-digit code so I can pull up your account here?
Oh, okay. Just whenever you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's 2411-0401-0015-1674.
1674?
Correct.
Okay. And I have the number that you're calling me from, this 408 number. Is that a good number to call you back on in case the phone call drops for some reason?
No, it's just this. I'm actually on a borrowed phone right now. But
what's a good number?
No worries. I don't really have a business phone right now because I actually disconnected my service with AT&T, so I'm actually looking around for another phone.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. All right. So the name. Do you still have the business? It's Laundry Day.
Oh yes, I do. Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure.
Hello? Yes.
Okay. What was your first name, sir?
My first name is Kim, and my business is It's Laundry Day.
Okay. All right, Kim. So I'm looking here, and I just need to verify the address on the business. I have here 1650 East Hatch Road in Modesto, California?
Correct.
All right, cool. So, Kim, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can point in the right direction and give you some answers.
You know what? As far as finance for my store or anything, I don't need that. My business is doing good. I borrowed a loan like about a year and a half ago of $80,000 for finance, and I'm actually down to low 30s. You know, I'm gonna pay it off within another year. I'm looking to expand. Actually, my area is really good. As far as business goes, laundromat, because the demographic that I did around there, the income is strong, but however, my supply is low. So I want to open up another business, and I know for a fact that it's going to be going good because my business is ever since I did the remodeling, before the remodeling, it's been doing good, but now doing the remodeling, it just only upped my business that much more.
That's awesome.
I put like about $15,000 to $20,000 in deposit every month. For a laundromat, that's really, really good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I just want to expand. I want to get a small business loan if that's possible. Like an SBA loan, or if you guys can work with me on a hard loan or whatnot. I'm confident I can take this to the next level as far as my business goes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: with capital, how much are you looking to bring on?
What do you mean, capital?
Like how much do you need to be able to expand and get a new location?
I'd like about because I have some capital as well. I'd like probably around like 200-250 is great too. You know, that way I could have reassurance that you know I could have money to make it grow as more. But you know, 200,000, I'm looking around 200,000 minimum.
Okay.
To 250, if that's possible.
Okay, and what are you guys doing in sales right now?
And sales as far as gross?
Yeah, gross annual sales for, let's say, what'd you do last year, 2015?
Let me see, 2015, gross, I don't know, but I did my, as far as my tax goes, I made like around $50,000.
Okay.
Net profit.
Okay. Making a profit. And then this year, how much are you depositing in your bank right now? Monthly,
like I said, 15 to 20,000. Okay. I that's just a rough estimate right now.
Okay. Okay. So Just to give you kind of an overview of what we're kind of able to do for you as far as like the capital goes, the 200 and 250 probably is going to be a little bit, definitely is going to be a stretch because of just what your volume of what you're doing. With the capital, it's more of a short-term type of loan. So the longest term I have right there, it would be a 36-month term. Is that something you think you can handle?
Yeah, I could definitely handle that.
Okay,
I can
okay.
definitely, especially if I have this business to my backup, and my wife, she works as well. I mean, we could definitely handle it. We're not the type to really spend a lot. Well, I'm Vietnamese. I don't know how Asians, but we're really tight on money as far as
I'm
going out
Korean.
spending. Yeah, oh, you know everything. Koreans are on another level. Not you guys are not tight, but you guys are business oriented.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, I mean, Kim, let's see what we can do for you. It's actually a very simple process. All I need is a short one-page application, some bank statements, and 2015 tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes, we did. I filed my tax return in 2015, and that's how much I filed for 30,000, 50,000. How much I netted a little over 50,000 last year. But just you know what? I had a letter from another company saying that they would give up to 350,000. But when I talked to them, and they told me, oh, because of my deposit, my gross of 15,000 to 20,000. All they can give me is like $5,000 to $10,000 loan, and I don't want to waste your time or mine. If I'm doing all this work and in the end I'm just gonna get like approved for 50,000, I don't need those little money. I want to expand my business.
Yeah, no, my goal would be to get you anywhere between 60 to 100,000 minimum. Okay, so if I got you like 60 to 100,000, would that work? With that, could you use it to kind of get going? Because here's also what I'm thinking. If you're looking to expand, you're going to need to buy the equipment, right? You're going to need to buy the dryers and all that. I can actually help get that financed. So what I'm going to try to do is, do you know where you're going to purchase that from? Like, do you have a
Yeah,
vendor
you know
that's
what?
picked out?
I'm exactly you're right. I do know, and I'm gonna do brand new. I got finance for used equipment, which is great. I have no problem with that. But if I know that if I open a store around my area and I do brand new, my store, this store that I have right now, it's gonna be used for like more of a cheaper version, of more of a
I see.
lower end customer. The next
I
one that
see.
I open, if it's all brand new, it's
It'd be
gonna be
high end.
higher end. Yes, the
Smart.
value is gonna be a little bit higher, and it's just gonna be more space. Whereas, they have choices. They will either go to
Yeah.
one laundromat, to save money, or another one where they want free Wi-Fi, they want luxurious, more TV, I'm gonna offer like good service, just really up the level as far as service goes, and that
Absolutely.
financing. Yeah, so yeah, that's my idea right there.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and it's a smart plan, especially if you've had success right now with your current laundromat to kind of take it to that next level. So I mean, you said you already have financing for the equipment?
I've already financed for the first the old equipment, the more like reconditioned equipment. If you're gonna help me with this, I want to buy brand new equipment, and hopefully you guys could be the one that financed for me on that.
Yeah, we would love to be able to do that. So let me, how soon are you looking to open up? How soon are you looking to do this?
You know what? Right now I just need a green light from you guys. And if I get that
Okay.
green light, I'm moving on to it. Because I've been thinking about this for a while, but you can't really do nothing unless you don't have the capital to do it,
You have to have the capital. Okay. Well, give me
Exactly.
the breakdown. How much do you think of this? How much of it is going to cost for equipment?
Equipment-wise, okay, let's say, for example, if I get another store, and then it's going to be, my store right now is at 2,200 square feet, so
Okay.
it's a pretty big store. If I get another store that's equivalent to that, then as far as financing the equipment goes, I probably need about like $180,000 worth of
Okay.
finance for equipment, because these are all brand new. Brand new value is a lot for washers and dryers.
Okay, 180,000, and then and then how much capital would you need to kind of like be able to pay for
Start up
like
somebody.
the yeah to start up to pay the landlord, of course things that you can't finance that you just need capital for. How much capital do you think you're going to need?
Like I said, $200,000 would be great because.
But are you including that to be used for to buy the equipment?
No, that isn't. Because, oh, actually, I think $150,000. To be honest with you, because let's say there's a space that there's another laundromat down the area. It's really run down and beat it up. You know, if I get a finance, you know, because in order to start the whole laundromat over for a fresh, like, store, the piping and plumbing alone is a lot of money. So I'd rather buy a used up old store and, you know, buy it for low and then pretty much just remodel, you know.
That's
and
smart.
Remodeling alone is going to probably start, like, around $30,000 to $40,000 to remodel. Buying the store will probably be no less than $60,000 because when the old beat up stores they go for sale, it's not because you're buying their business, it's because you're buying the convenience to remodel.
You know? Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so and then you know, you add on the equipment, you know, and the remodeling, you know, that's where I think it's gonna be like around you know, $150,000 I could probably do some damage with $150,000. $200,000 is a guarantee that everything's gonna be classy, you know, from A to Z.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me see. What are you, right now, your ending balances in your bank, what are you ending with for the month?
Balance, like as far as how much do I have left in my bank?
Yeah, like every month. Does it vary?
You know what? I don't believe in the bank. That's the thing. I don't believe in holding my money, the capital, too high. And I know that's my fault, but I have capital. I have capital. I just don't believe in putting in my bank and with the whole Wells Fargo situation going on.
I understand.
I don't even know what the heck's going on. I'm thinking about opening another account now somewhere else. So, I'm Vietnamese, like I said. You know, I don't believe in all that.
Stuff. Okay. All right, tell you what. This is what I'm going to do, Kim. Let me talk to him, because I don't want to waste your time either. Let me talk to my underwriter and see, you know, what are the options that we can do for you and if it's worth it for, you know, because I don't want you to waste your time and get all that info and then not able to do anything for you. Let me talk to him, see what I can do. What's a good number for me to call you back?
Okay, let me ask him about my wife's number. Hold on.
Okay.
Man, you talk like you're white. I thought you were white.
I'm half Korean and half Italian, so.
Oh, okay. So, okay, that. So your voice is Italian and,
my eyes are Korean, yeah.
Okay, 209.
309. 312. 312. 3429. All right, Kim. Great. Let me. Do you have an email too?
Sure. It's called justemailtony@gmail.com.
Justemailtony@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Justemailtony@gmail.com.
Also, on another note, my credit history is great. The lending wise is good. I'm always paying on time. There's one time that I wouldn't say that I'm late. It had that yellow part because, you know, green is good. Yeah, red is not good. You know,
right.
I had 2 months of yellow because of child support. You know, but that's because my automated system credit card wasn't going well. But anyways, if you could check my credit score, it's good. Before the loan, I had 780 score. Now, ever since I loan for the for the equipment, it's down to like 720. I mean, but I'm confident within a year I'm gonna pay off that, you know, the $30,000 loan. So.
Okay. Oh, who is that loan with? That first loan.
Eastern Funding.
It was Eastern Funding. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And how much do they take out? Like, when? What's your payment on that?
It's $2,000 a month. I believe it was $80,000 loan. $2,000 a month for 36 months, I believe.
Okay, 36.
But I had to put like you know, like $10,000 deposit or whatnot.
Okay, $2,000 a month, 36 months, and you're down around $30,000. You said.
I'm down to $30,000. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
I'll be honest with you. It's a family business, but I just got it passed on to me last year. But I've been in the business for a long time already.
How long has the actual laundromat been there for?
30-something years.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ever since the building was opened.
But you just kind of took over it last year.
Yeah, I took over from my uncle because his wife passed away, and I've been working for him for a while, and then his wife died of cancer of last year, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
He pretty much, no, it's okay. Life happens.
Yeah.
So he gave up pretty much. He just says, I don't want to work no more, and he just don't want to do it. So he passed it on to me, and then, unfortunately, it was one of those door open for me to run a successful business.
Okay. It's awesome. Okay. Well, you have a great opportunity, and you kind of see, what's going on, and you're looking to expand, which is always a good thing. So let me see what I can do on my end here for you, Kim, and then I'll give you a call back.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions? You can call me.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that.
Sure.
One second. Okay, what is it?
It's 858.
Okay.
909-8867.
8867, and your name is?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay, sounds good.
All right, Kim. Well, I'll be in touch. Give me, I'll try to call you by the end of today or shoot you an email just to kind of give you an update.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, no problem, Kim. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.